It's Andy, welcome to the next episode of the Netball Show with Mizuno, as Dan Ryan has been confirmed as the new Leeds Rhinos head coach. We're going to hear from Rhinos Director of Netball, Anna Carter, shortly, but first, Dan, thanks for joining us. You don't get a chance to be involved things like this from the start, do you, ahead of that debut season? Is that what makes it a bit more exciting for you?
The opportunity to be a part of a franchise from the very beginning is something so rare in professional sport, be it as an athlete, a coach, an administrator. So to have the chance to have 12 months to really build an elite high performance program for the athletes, to really be able to, I guess, create an environment that is going to be truly world class with the resources, facilities, infrastructure, all the extra incentives that come with being a part of a greater sporting club like Leeds Rhinos, I think is really exciting and something from my perspective that was too good to turn down. So really grateful, really humbled, and what an opportunity to be a part of something from the very, very beginning.
And we've seen it with Wasps and Mavericks, that partnership with a rugby team. Is that a good move in the long term?
One of the biggest things with netball at the moment is the emergence of other sporting codes backing our code, and I think that's the way forward for our sport to keep progressing and keep moving forward as we go into a real professional era. Obviously, we've seen great transformations happen through Suncorp Super Netball in Australia, with be it AFL clubs or rugby league clubs supporting the netball franchise and really offering them the truly elite high performance services that they deserve and require to be the very best. And you know, we're seeing it more and more over here in England, and I think from my perspective, it's the way forward to take that next step to professionalise the sport. We've seen universities partnered, we've seen franchises be quite independent, but I think just having the backing of a really powerful sporting brand that knows what performance sport is all about, that understands community, that understands commercial, I think is really important. And hopefully at Leeds Rhinos, we can be quite innovative and cutting edge with how we do things and be really aspirational about trying to be a benchmark franchise in this competition.
Do you share Anna's thoughts and visions in this? Obviously going to be working alongside somebody like her.
Anna and I have known each other for a number of years now, since the last time I was here, and I've always been really impressed with her passion and her honesty, and the work she's put into Leeds Rhinos to get them to where they are right now, I think is a credit to her and her team behind her. I'm always loving the engagements that her and I have, banging our heads together with great new ideas and things that we can do and big dreams that we have and blue sky approaches to what we can accomplish together at Leeds. So really looking forward to working closely with Anna and really pleased to see that her vision is now coming to life. And yeah, I'm sure together we can make a pretty powerful team and hopefully deliver some great sustainable success on the court for the club, but also off the court in the community space too, because you know, being a part of Leeds Rhino is it's bigger than just sport. So if we can have that impact together as a dynamic duo leading the way, it's going to be a really great partnership.
And important, bringing a franchise back to Leeds and Yorkshire region. Lots of great talent there.
The Leeds and Yorkshire region has been so hungry for elite performance netball over a number of years now, and I think to have that back in the region is a huge boost for all young aspiring netballers in that part of the country to really be able to now dream big again and want to play at the very, very top. The pathways through the region are very strong, and we've seen a lot of players come through the pathway and have to go out to other franchises to get their opportunities, and hopefully now with a homegrown team back in place, there can be a few of those athletes that might be interested in wanting to return home, but also for the local talent that sits there now, they've got something to aspire to, something that they can see, and I think being able to see it, I think, is really important. And hopefully we can start a really strong legacy within the region again of elite performance netball all the way through to the grassroots now.
A good week for you as well, because you're going to be continuing as a Northern Ireland coach, building on that World Cup, and obviously that's going to be important.
I've really enjoyed my time with Netball Northern Ireland, and obviously I've only been there a short amount of time, starting back in December, and didn't obviously have a huge amount of touch time with the group in the build-up to World Cup, but we did the best we could considering the resourcing and the funding and all of those other elements that go into building a program. But I was really pleased with the progress that we made from December to where we are now, and the chance to continue on and to keep making those small gains in all different departments, I think, is what's really important. We definitely need more resourcing and more funding funding within the program and the organisation to ensure that the team can get out and play more high pressurised matches to be better equipped to handle, I guess, the rigours and intensity of what a World Cup competition can handle. And I think that's the biggest thing for a lot of the countries that sit between 7th to 14th in the world, is more exposure, more opportunity, more support to see if we can close the gaps on those countries that sit well within the top 8. So there's a lot of work to be done, but I've really enjoyed my time there and grateful to be able to continue on and see if we can keep making some good progress.
Yeah, like we said, good week all around for you. Work starts now, or do you get a bit of a break?
Yeah, it's been a big couple of days for sure. Just getting the two announcements out has been really refreshing and quite a relief, to be honest, to now know that there's some good stability out there and a pretty unpredictable career that I work in. But, you know, really thankful for both organisations, Netball Northern Ireland and Leeds Rhinos, to be part of their futures. And, yeah, really content with life in the UK at the moment, and it will be home for the foreseeable future. So first up, though, is a holiday. I'm off to walk the Camino de Santiago for the next 35 or so days. So that's going to be a nice leisurely stroll through the Spanish summer, but looking forward to coming back and being really refreshed and ready to go and getting stuck into some great work with both my two roles.
Dan's appointment is obviously great news and a great bit of work for Director of Netball at Rhinos, Anna Carter.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Anna, great appointment. How are you feeling?
So, great day today at Leeds Rhinos Netball. So excited to be able to announce the appointment of Dan Ryan as our head coach of Leeds Rhinos, and ultimately prepping and preparing the team on and off the court for our Destination Super League in 2021. We're so excited to have somebody on board of Dan's experience. He's worked over at Suncorp and knows what a professional netball league looks like, where, you know, he found the role difficult and what support he needs off the court to make sure that he does his job to the fullest, and also the you know, impact he's had in the English Super League at Thunder has also been immense, and Northern Ireland as well. So we're just really happy to have somebody of Dan's calibre and somebody who's highly thought of by the players that he's worked with and the people around him.
And another key member of staff for you as well. Did he share those same beliefs and visions for the club?
I think even though we were all initially a bit disappointed that we got the 2021 entry instead of 2020, I think what it has given us is a great lead into to the competition, where we can get, you know, the support staff right, get Dan completely integrated into the club, and really make it a journey for the community and the region of Yorkshire to get behind this journey that we're going to go on in the next 18 months or so, so that when we do, you know, hit that first Super League game here in Yorkshire, we've got a great crowd behind us that feel they've been part of the journey, you know, the signing of the players, the staff that we appoint, and they get to know them. So we will be doing different bits on Twitter and social media, where it's a bit of welcome to our team, and also for players wanting to get, you know, involved in Leeds Rhinos and ultimately represent us at Super League level, an opportunity to get to know the team and, you know, have informal chats and come along, have a look at the environment. I think for us it's just getting more and more exciting the closer it gets, and it still seems so far away, yet for us the more planning we can do, the more prepared we are, and the more sustainable we'll be, which will hopefully lead to some long-term success.
And what about how things are progressing at the moment, building up to 2021?
Yeah, players and what we want to represent has been a key talking point with Dan. And, you know, we were both firmly on the same page that we want an essence to the team. We want a core that brings a group together that will represent Leeds Rhinos. So there will be some homegrown talent. There will be those Yorkshire girls that went off and spread their wings in other franchises and got a lot of experience and some fantastic coaches by other coaches in the league. We now want to give them the opportunity to come back, you know, if they fit Dan's style of play and, you know, they want to buy into the bigger ambitions of the club and what the club stands for. You know, we want to work with them, but also we want to, you know, get the right players on board just generally. So we want some Roses girls, we want some high class athletes that want to drive the game forward, where we can play some exciting, successful netball that we can be proud of. And again, one of the reasons that we wanted Dan is we wanted somebody who'd worked at a high level, who'd worked with players to develop the skills and achieve their goals. And I know Dan's done that with different players, you know, Natalie Aythornthwaite and some of the other girls over the past couple of years. He's really invested in, and they speak very highly of him. So I think for us, you know, we have started, you know, having informal chats with players. Funnily enough, the number of players have approached us and said, can I find out a little bit more about this and about your environment and what your future plans are. You know, we want to push the game forward. We want to take it to that next level. And I think being part of this big club where we're rubbing shoulders with you know, the club's coaches, S&Cs, and so on and so forth, for us is what will take the game forward. And Dan's spin on it and experience of his background and the various backgrounds I've had has stood us all in good stead with various experiences to know what good looks like and to know where we want to be and the roads that we don't want to go down on as well. So we've got an exciting environment that we don't feel will be too difficult to sell to players if they want to be the best they can be in a great environment that supports players to be the best version of themselves off the court as well. So we can't wait to start naming those first few players that we managed to get over the line.
Is there a calendar in the office yet, counting down to 2021? I bet you can't wait.
No calendar for countdown yet. However, we are preparing to do that, actually, funnily enough, on our website, where when we feel it's appropriate, we are going to start the countdown into our first Super League fixture, when we know where that will be at home and the date, and we can start ultimately counting down and again just build that anticipation and that excitement for all the fans out there that want to come and watch Leeds Rhinos.
Plenty more information on Leeds Rhinos, leedsrhinosnetball.net. Great looking website, so do have a look if you want to get involved or want to find out more about the club. And don't forget to join us here at the Netball Show, subscribe to the podcast, and as we've been here since 2017, there's bound to be something else you might like in there as well. You can tweet us at the Netball Show as well with news on your club.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
Sevens means so much to me. It's more than just wearing the dress. It's about hopefully inspiring the next generation.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. We're growing and we're looking forward to the upcoming season.
What do you remember most about that first cap?
The first cap, God, very little. That's a long time ago, very little.
Thanks so much for everybody's support. And especially those at the Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
The Netball Show with Andy Lamb and Sasha Shipway.